Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue the discussion of the kinds of tax increases to expect as federal, state, and local governments scramble to obtain the resources from taxpayers and citizens to pay for the trillions of dollars increases in expenditures and debts, such as from March's CARES Act. A great reference on expansion of taxes is to refer to what happened during the last time that government revenues fell to a comparable degree, which was the Great Depression. On Wednesday, I told you to expect hikes in the sales tax rates, elimination of some sales tax exemptions, with Michigan's exemption on food sales being at risk, and expansion of sales tax to include many services. One result of higher sales taxes, by the way, will be to increase consumer prices. To continue, not only did almost all states begin to impose sales taxes, but at the onset of the Great Depression, only 14 states imposed any kind of personal income taxes. 90 years ago, personal income taxes accounted for less than 4% of the average state government's revenues. Today, almost every state imposes personal income taxes, which account for an average of almost 18% in state revenues. Even many local governments now impose personal income taxes, including 24 Michigan cities, of which Lansing and East Lansing are two. At the beginning of the Great Depression, only 16 states imposed a corporate income tax. During the Great Depression, another 15 states imposed such a tax. Today, Michigan and 43 other states assess a corporate income tax. Michigan originally enacted a tax on businesses similar to a value-added tax in 1953, but replaced it in 1967 to a corporate income tax at the same time that the state also adopted individual income taxes. Expect that income tax rates at the federal, state, and local levels will rise in the next year or two. Also look for more cities in Michigan to begin to impose them. Also look for some income tax exemptions, such as possibly pensions and Social Security, to disappear. These aren't the only kind of tax increases that will happen to cover soaring government spending and debt. Come back next Wednesday when I cover other tax increases to expect here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.